I'm Anjui James Soyez with JIS Evening News for Monday, December 4. Coming up, Bureau of Standards launches National Petroleum Codes, stakeholders urged to attend Labour Market Forum, and a national stadium set for upgrade. The news in detail after the break.
Don't let the energy eater steal your money this Christmas.
Yo, that's not the coolest Christmas tree ever seen.
Impressive,
but 3 strings of light and a flashing angel.
Very cool, but
and the fan to move it.
How about your wallet? What? Your whole Christmas bonus going fly through your wallet to pay for the energy.
But this is only for Christmas.
But just by being clever, you could save a bundle of your bonus. Just buy one long string of lights instead of 3 short ones and make sure that they're LED lights. Use reflective ornaments too.
True, you know.
Don't let the energy eater steal your money this Christmas. Save energy, save money. A message from the Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica, your energy advisor.
Now the news. The Bureau of Standards Jamaica, BSJ, has launched the National Petroleum Codes, which provide standards to govern the operations and conduct of all the stakeholders in the petroleum industry. The codes, developed through funding from the World Bank, address areas such as product handling, occupational, as well as health and safety requirements. Director of Energy in the Ministry of Science, Energy and Technology, Fitzroy Vidal, says the codes will help stakeholders tackle some of the ongoing challenges facing the industry, including matters relating to environmental protection, insurance, and quality product assurance.
We want to protect life and property. We want to allow for investment to take place and commerce to boom, while we want to make sure that people are employed, while we want to make sure that organized way in which we do business as we seek to develop the country.
Effective December 1, the codes will be available for purchase through the BSJ's Technical Information Center, TIC. Stakeholders in the labor and education sectors are being urged to attend the Labor Market Forum being staged at the Jamaica Pegasus Hotel on December 13. The forum is being held under the theme Jamaican Employers and Educators Working Together to Close the Skills Gap, aims to facilitate discussions and create solutions regarding this challenge. Director of the Planning, Research and Monitoring Unit, Andrea Patterson-Morris, says the forum will also be used to encourage more employers to participate in labor market studies to more accurately ascertain the needs of the job sector.
We're also hoping that at the end of it, the curriculum developers will be guided by what came out of this study, saying what the needs are, what the employers' needs are, and that students, job seekers will be guided into making more informed career choices.
Among the groups being targeted for the forum are employers, policymakers, curriculum developers, and students. The forum, being funded by the Inter-American Development Bank IDB Fund, will be streamed live. Persons are also invited to register for attendance online. The government has reiterated plans to upgrade the national stadium to first world international sporting standards. Speaking at the ceremony to unveil the Usain Bolt statue on Sunday, Mr. Holness said the stadium must reflect the outstanding athletes and sporting personalities Jamaica continues to produce. Redevelopment plans for the stadium include expanding the seating capacity of the stadium to near 45,000, separate entrances for athletes and officials, individual seats, improved medical facilities, and an improved media center.
And so the government is working on plans to make a significant investment in improving the facility here at the National Stadium to truly make it a world-class facility that one day we will be able to host one of the major sporting competitions here in track and field and athletics.
There are also plans for the construction of a national sports museum on lands not far from the national stadium. And Jamaica is again being urged to tap into the economic potential of persons with disabilities. Equality and inclusion consultant United Kingdom UK Hakeek Boston says creating more opportunities for inclusion and economic empowerment for persons with disabilities will positively impact GDP and boost social development. Mr. Boston says this concept of inclusivity, deemed the purple economy, has been working in the UK, which, according to research, is contributing £16.2 billion to the Treasury and is worth over £200 billion overall.
If you look at it from the individual perspective, a person sat at home because of their impairment and the barriers that they face, that means that that person is not only are they not fulfilling their potential, but they're also not able to contribute to the wider economy. And therefore, it costs the state, it costs the local community to accommodate that person.
Mr. Boston was speaking at the Research Inclusion and Diversity Summit held at the University of Technology. That was JIS News. I'm Anjui James Soyez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.